This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yesterday, it was an absolute pleasure to watch the final shovels of dirt being thrown on the grave of the Phoenix Suns. Suns media and radio freaking out. National shows giving the Mavs Dallas Cowboys type attention. And the guest list is going to reflect that in terms of the Mavs being in the spotlight. You're going to hear from Rick Carlisle, Nico Harrison. We'll get someone on from TNT. They're going to be the hosts of the Western Conference Finals this week when they eventually come to the Metroplex as well. I love that Barkley started off going, "I hate San Francisco. God, I hate it." Charles was all depressed. I guess there's a new Snapchat or some feature of old face, sad face.
Sad face, yeah. Sad face.
Sad face. Yeah. It's incredible. It's fantastic.
It really is.
Shaq put Barkley on sad face because Charles was thinking he was just going to be able to go sleep at his home in Arizona and cover the Western Conference Finals from there. Not happening. And like me, he's not a big fan of San Francisco like everyone else in the world.
Like everyone else. He's maybe he'll stay in the loin like we did. In the tenderloin. Yeah, they're going to put him in the loin.
I just love at the end of the show, he didn't even need to say it. Like, you're going to rile up Warriors fans for nothing. He goes, "God, I hate San Francisco." And I was like, "Dang, Charles." And Ernie's like, "Why? Don't say that. Like, it might affect the coverage." He's like, "I just hate it. I just never have had a great time there in San Fran."
Nope. It's I bet you people who live in San Fran don't even like it.
Well, it depends. You know, when we stayed out there for the Super Bowl, you showed me the good half of town.
Yeah, the Pacific Palisades.
I was like, why haven't we been here the entire time?
No, we had to go literally across the street. Literally, it was across the street.
Yeah.
And we were in a completely different area.
Step over a few people that were the Walking Dead, laying on the ground, go to the other side of town.
But once we had that cab driver who said he was Jim Thorpe.
Oh yeah,
that was all downhill from there.
The ESPN insiders, along with myself, all taking the L on that series, 20-0. That was the final tally of ESPN insiders who picked the Suns to win that series. Were you bragging yesterday?
You know me. Have you met me before?
Were you bragging more? How much was he bragging, Troy, about picking Mavs in 6 or the Chris Paul funeral?
We were talking stars, and he just like brought it up like that. I mean, that's no. He talked about it a lot. And you know what? You had every right to. I mean, you've been on this Chris Paul is a fraud train for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
And it came to fruition.
Yeah, I did not talk about my prediction of Mavs in 6. I did not really talk about that. Because you know me, I don't gloat when my team wins, and I expect you not to gloat to me when my team loses. That's just the expectation I have. And I know that I'm wrong and crazy because everybody will do that. But but I will gloat about Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. And I did. And I made sure that everybody knew what a gutless fraud he is. Everybody knew.
We'll get to that in just a second. But Fox 4 tweeted out something interesting. And it was, in our 28 years of covering DFW sports, we can't remember being more stunned by the way a big game played out. And I was trying to think, like, the big games around here. 28 years, last 30 years of DFW sports being more stunned over the way that a big game played out. And some people responded with probably Cowboys-Bills. Probably Cowboys-Bills with a 52-point you know, production on the scoreboard to blow away Buffalo in that first Super Bowl. And others couldn't really think of something as more stunning than happening Game 7.
Man, it was there was a whole lot of things that were stunning about this game. You know, I'm trying to think, you know, the Rangers, when they went to the World Series, they beat the Yankees. They beat them like a drum in that final game.
I mean, what about, it wasn't one big game. What about the Mavericks sweeping the Lakers?
Oh, yeah. That was definitely surprising.
That was shocking, right?
Yeah, I picked the Mavs in that series, but I thought it was going to be like in 6-7. Not a sweep. The sweep was the one that was like, holy cow, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
That was the surprising one.
That was a series outcome. I'm beating Miami. Was there more surprise that they beat the Heat or beat the Lakers? This thing is reeking. It is just reeking of 2011. It really is. I know it's an easy callback, but I mean, it's the one team build. The one star build.
One star.
For the team going through top seeds.
Yeah, the only difference is that there were teams with a pedigree of greatness in the NBA at that time. You had the Spurs you had to go through, although we missed the Spurs. We got a little bit lucky. Oklahoma City had a trio of future Hall of Famers in Harden, Durant, and Westbrook. And then you had, you know, Portland was always a team that was difficult for the Mavs at the time. And then you had the Heat, who were going to wind up being in the NBA Finals 4 straight years.
Yeah.
So there was a pedigree of great. There's no pedigree of greatness anymore. Golden State does, but they're old. It's different. You know, the Suns don't have a pedigree of greatness. You know, neither do the Utah Jazz. So I think it's a little bit different.
So yesterday, and you know that we usually don't watch First Fake, but I saw that Patrick Beverley was on. And my wife, you couldn't have had a more perfect person to watch this with. She's like, first off, she goes, who is this guy? I never heard of him. And I was like, well, he's not a star. He's an irritant. He's a professional irritator. He's got little man syndrome. He's kind of, you know, built his name on defense and he doesn't score and he's not that skilled. He's just a try hard guy. And then as he kept watching, and I watched him on the first show, and then I watched him on First Take, and then I watched him on SportsCenter. She's like, all right, enough. She's like, I can't take it anymore. I was like, why? He's dropping bombs here.
Bombs.
He's a current player dropping bombs. And she's like, he's just so irritating. Like his stare, his face. And she had no idea who Pat Beverley was. That perfectly summarized it. Pat Beverley going on national television, probably with a past axe to grind, talking about Chris Paul's performance against the Mavs.
Ain't nobody worried about Chris Paul when we play Phoenix Suns. Nobody in the NBA.
Well, what did I just say, though?
And I'm just letting you know how NBA players feel and think.
I believe you, but what I'm saying
he's finessed the game to a point where he gets all the petty calls, all the swipe throughs at the end. I mean, this guy is out, man. We gonna be honest? We want to be really honest?
Yes.
He should have fouled out. He should have fouled out. The last game, too. You see the replay against Brunson. Hit him on the shoulder, hit him in the mouth. Ref don't call anything. If that's me, oh, review it. Oh, flagrant one. If that's him, they don't call it. So let's not get it twisted, man. He should have fouled out. He can't guard. He literally can't guard.
He can't guard. Yeah. He can't. Chris Paul can't guard anybody? Is that what you say?
Did you see that? No, he can't. CP can't guard nobody, man. Everybody in the NBA
he
know
can't
that.
Guard,
everybody
can't
know
guard
that.
Anybody.
What we call them? Cone. You know what you do with cones? Like when in the summertime, you got a cone. You make a move. What does the cone do?
Stay still.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a cone. Stop playing, man. Everybody
that right.
knows that. Everyone knows that. It's just y'all don't want to accept it.
Ooh. So great.
Ooh. Ooh. God, this was so good, RJ. I'm telling you. And I was trying to tweet it to y'all to see if you could turn around the audio to play it on the show. But Pat Beverley, and then you sit there and you ask yourself, how many other players actually think this? Like, is he spilling inside secrets? Because, you know, every league has this about certain players. He said, when you're playing the Phoenix Suns, he goes, we wanted Phoenix, number one, if, you know, we had our pick of the matchups in the first round. He said, you don't sleep early for Chris Paul. You hear former players always talk about that, right? Who are you going to the club? What city are you going to the club in till 1 a.m. before you play him? And who do you have to get a great night's sleep for? And Pat Beverley was talking about his steakhouse in Phoenix, where he's going, where he's drinking his wine. Then he goes, I'll sweat out the steakhouse in the pregame before Chris Paul. For Steph, he said, I'm getting a full night's sleep.
Yep.
Getting a full night's sleep for Steph, getting a full night's sleep for Luka, and then Pat Beverly. He goes, I'm not going to name names, but just to prove it, I was talking with someone in the NBA last night. He goes, screw it, I'll name it. Paul George. So poor Paul.
Poor playoff P.
Poor playoff P gets dragged into this. He's trending all day long, apparently agreeing with Pat Beverly that Chris Paul is overrated. It was magnificent.
Oh, man. Such music to my ears. Yeah, I went back and saw this. This was tremendous. Tremendous content.
Yeah.
If you are a if you are an anti Chris Paul, if you're a Chris Paul hater like myself, you know, that he is just a complete fraud of a basketball player, this was music. This was Emmy award winning or Grammy, right?
That's music. Yeah.
Grammy winning stuff here.
And then Pat Beverly is talking about Luka. Man, this guy, it's incredible. We talk about Luka's perception throughout the league. I haven't heard anyone take a shot at him. All the usual bad guys, you know, the Razor Ramones of the NBA, Pat Beverly, Draymond Green, they all praise the Mavericks and Luka Doncic. And some Tolos were saying, is this going to be the key? Is this going to be the moment and the time period where we're able to finally recruit that second star to DFW? Here's Pat Beverly on fearing Luka and then throwing Paul George under the bus.
What are you saying to that?
Basketball player, you could see it in their eyes. They were scared. It ain't about Luka taking it. So they knew starting the game what was going to happen. He's done it before. They watch. Trust me. They have iPhones. They have Instagram. They see the numbers of Luka Doncic averaging 39. They hear me saying, man, he did it to me. He did it to me. Kawhi, Paul George. I'm damn sure you're going to do it to them. They know that. Boy, scared of Luka. Ain't nobody afraid of anybody over there in Phoenix, man. Everybody in the league knows that, bro. Like, it's just that y'all don't know that because y'all not in the locker room. No one's afraid of Phoenix. We wanted them. No one's afraid of Phoenix. Yeah. I talked to some teammates. I ain't gonna say who, because I'm gonna say who. Forget it. I talked to Paul George last night, man. Pat, ain't nobody scared of him.
Look, so good.
You can agree or disagree. Here's where you have to respect Pat Beverly. He's saying this knowing he's got to go out and face these dudes again.
Yep.
He has to answer for his mouth. And he's never been scared. He's never hesitated in terms of calling people out. Matt Barnes, though, had enough. Matt Barnes, very outspoken. You know, he does the very popular podcast with Steven Jackson. Matt Barnes went on their NBA show later in the day and responded to Pat Beverly in the morning.
What I want to touch on real quick, RJ, is the disrespect I saw from Pat Beverly earlier today. You know, as reporters, you know, as part of the media, we have a job to be critical. But I think there's a thin line between being critical and disrespecting. And I feel like what Pat Beverly did today to Chris Paul was completely disrespectful and out of the line. And Pat Beverly's talking like he's that guy. You're not that guy. Plain and simple. Chris Paul played terrible this year, and his numbers are still better than your career numbers have ever been. So I just think you have to understand, Chris is a 12-time All-Star. He played terrible. First time, all defense 9 times, 7 times first team all defense. He'll be a Hall of Famer. Pat Bev and I were similar type role players. They don't talk about us when we go. They're going to talk about CP3 when he's done. And I just think the disrespect we saw earlier today on the ESPN show need to be checked because he was way out of pocket.
Yeah, no, he you know that there's energy between those two. Like we've seen the push in the back. Yep. We know about all that. And yeah, sometimes when you're in this position, it can be difficult to separate professionalism versus competitiveness. I mean,
all he needed was the red clown nose because he was out there talking like a clown today. And I just think, to me, again, CP is a legend in this game. You know, again, we were role players in this game. So have some respect for guys. He did play terrible. He'd be the first one to tell you. But the shots that Bev took today were just out of pocket. I know no one else is going to tell him that, so I'm going to tell him that.
What the hell was that?
Yeah.
What was that? That was like the ESPN version of Get Out. Like, what happened to Matt Barnes being the kind of unlikable, dirty man? I'm right in your face, scruff. That was like the most rational, professional response back. A couple of comments at the end, but still.
I swear I felt like I was watching RJ yesterday. Pat Bev was talking about the only reason Chris Paul is this good, opportunities.
Yep.
It's like RJ always talks about with receivers, you know, totally dismissing the talent to be getting the targets and catching the ball. He's like, no, he's just been around forever. And he's been given the keys to the Lamborghini.
My new favorite player.
He's a State Farm and NBA PA president. He gets all the calls. And Pat Bev actually tweeted before Game 7, keep an eye on who suffers the mysterious injury, right? Like Donovan Mitchell against us in Round 1 kind of sneaks out of the game in Game 6. Well, who reportedly after the game was limping out of the arena with a very slow walk? It was Chris Paul with a left quad injury. And I tweeted this, And Chris Paul quickly shut down my tweet, not personally. I was like, he's got to think about retirement after this. This is it. Like, Mac Angle wrote a headline in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram that blew up. Mac wrote, Luka basically ended Chris Paul's career, humiliated Devin Booker, and made the Suns look stupid for taking Ayton two picks ahead of Doncic. And that, like, that blew up in the Metroplex. But that was Pat Beverly, Choppy, making you proud yesterday, yep, going after Chris Paul's throat.
Man, and I'll tell you this. You know, Matt Barnes, is this? I appreciate what he said, but he's wrong on one thing. Pat Beverly's stats have nothing to do with his opinion. And you, and I hate when fans do this, when they bring up, when they try to discredit a guy's, a professional athlete's opinions or ability to coach by using their playing career. Just because Pat Beverly is not as good of a player as Chris Paul, or that Chris Paul's down year are just as good as Pat Beverly's career numbers, doesn't mean that Pat Beverly's wrong. And it does not discredit or lose, make any, Pat Beverly lose any credibility in his statements. What makes him lose credibility is animosity and a grudge and all that stuff, which I totally support because I have the same thing. And, you know, I'm going to hold a grudge as best I can. But don't use his numbers to discredit his opinion. That to me is faulty logic.
First player ever to blow 5-2-0 leads in a best of seven. Had 5-2-0 leads. He's also the only player to blow 4-2-0 leads. So he's got that record by an extra series. And Pat Beverly went on TV to praise Luka, praise the Mavericks, and pour extra salt in the wound when it came to CP3 and the Phoenix Suns, basically calling them soft. Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. The guest list gets started with the man who put this team together, the first-year general manager of your Dallas Mavericks, Nico Harrison. Next.
Hey, what's going on, Tolos? It is Troy Hughes for the best Ford dealership in all of North Texas, Platinum Ford. Now listen, no disrespect to Dallas or Fort Worth or Arlington or any other of the many suburbs here in the Metroplex. No, you're not going to find the best Ford dealership in those places. No, you will find it on the east side between Highway 80 and I-20 in Terrell. And trust me, it doesn't matter where you live. It is worth that short drive over to Terrell to go to Platinum Ford because Adam Vinci, the general manager, has done two things. Number one, specials. They have so many specials going on right now during the month of May at Platinum Ford, and that includes specials on the Super Duties as well as some other vehicles as well at Platinum Ford. But the other reason why you want to go over there, you're going to find what you want because Adam Vinci constantly is making phone calls around the country getting Ford vehicles to Platinum Ford for you, the Tolos. And if he doesn't have the vehicle you want, that's fine. Customize your own Ford at Platinum Ford. Plus, get all the details you want about that and much more at PlatinumFord.com because if you drive a little further, you can save a lot more at Platinum Ford.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Tuesday morning with Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan segment this morning brought to you by the Can Academy. Also, Frankel and Frankel, texting and driving or drinking and driving are both selfish acts, Tolos, because it's not just about you disregarding your own safety. It's a disregard for someone else's life. A reminder from Frankel and Frankel, 214-333-3333.
You see Mark Cuban put Lil Wayne in a body bag yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I wonder who wrote those lyrics for him, though.
Lil Wayne. Well, Cuban was like on TikTok early, so
yeah,
he seemed like pretty hip with it. But Lil Wayne diehard Suns fan, sitting front row for that ass whipping in Game 7, had tweeted out on May 8th, Luka a hoe. Luka a hoe. And Mark Cuban sat back, waited, had someone look up some Lil Wayne lyrics, and tweeted yesterday, it's a S show, put your front row. Hashtag MFFL. And Lil Wayne, good night, see you later, with 16,000 retweets from Mark Cuban responding to what Lil Wayne had to say about Luka and his Phoenix Suns eliminated.
Man, this was well done. It was a well-placed tweet on Cube's part. I don't know if he knew the song that the lyrics came from. Yeah. I don't know that. I wonder if somebody in the social media department told him. You know, he said, hey, give me a Lil Wayne lyric
that yeah.
I could drop in here.
And by the way, you said diehard Suns fan.
Oh, no.
Dude, that guy, he swaps more jersey than a Champ Sports. Okay? Don't even do that. If I'm not mistaken, was Lil Wayne there in Miami in 2011? I believe he was at the post championship club. I think he was there as well. Yeah,
game brought out the stars too, though.
Yes.
You know, that's another way that Luka and the Mavericks are going to become more high profile. Travis Kelce watching that performance at courtside.
Had to turn the TV as quick as he came on the TV.
Why?
Who's that? Shut up, Cindy. Go in the other room. Don't worry about it.
A-Rod, there were rumors that A-Rod fell asleep there, sitting next to his blonde. Mahomes was supposed to make it, but Kelce told the reporters Mahomes actually missed his flight. You know, he's diehard DFW.
Why is he flying commercial? He just signed for $450 million.
He's a kid from White House.
NetJets sponsorship or something.
Small town East Texas kid, you know? He's trying to be humble.
But the stars were out. The stars were out to watch that performance from the Mavericks. But there's Mark Cuban putting Lil Wayne in a little body bag after what he said about Luka Doncic. The Mavs general manager, Nico Harrison, hopped on with the KNC masterpiece yesterday, and we always use this word. The Cowboys, they never want to play along and talk about what they want or what their identity is. Nico Harrison was asked what the Mavs' identity has been in the postseason.
Our team is so connected. If you watch the way they play, the way the next person comes in, our bench always gives us a lift. And people are just selfless. If they have a role and they're going to play, if they don't, they're going to sit out, but they're going to cheer for each other. And I just think our connectivity is really underestimated when we play against other players. And I watch other teams. I watch other teams' benches, and they don't have the same connectivity that we have. So, you know, Coach K talks about this thing where he balls his, you know, he holds his hand out, five fingers, and talks about, you know, your fingers aren't very strong, but if you ball it into a fist, then, you know, the collective is super strong. And I think that's the epitome of our team right now.
You know, this is what makes picking these Mavs series very difficult for me, is the things you can't see in terms of they're a team. And RJ is also poised in my mind to kind of go against that stuff a little bit when I came in thinking about intangibles and heart and chemistry, and he just totally poisoned my mind.
I love being a big poison pill.
Just go to the talent.
Yep.
Who's got the better roster? Who's got the better talent? But other commentators have talked about this with the Mavericks. I forgot who it was, but someone was pointing out how they were watching the Mavs bench versus the other team's bench. I think it was in the Phoenix series, and just how long they were standing together and how they were interacting. If you look at the Mavericks pregame, did y'all talk about the Luka interview yesterday that he did with TNT?
Yeah, that he went on like 10 minutes before the game. Yeah.
He's standing
13, right?
By 13, that's right.
He's standing right in front of the shot clock, and it says 13, and it's like, so the guys on TNT do this like 2.5 minute interview. Then they're like, yo, man, go warm up. You need to go ahead and warm up for this big game 7. And then as soon as it ended, they were like, we wouldn't have done that. We appreciate him coming on, but no way in hell that we would have done that. The Mavericks in pregame, you think that you're getting ready for a World Cup match. They're playing soccer. They're like playing all these games with each other back and forth. It's like they got hacky sacks out there instead of basketballs, the way that they're juggling and the way that they're trying to have headers go in off the backboard. And that's what I thought of when Nico was talking about the chemistry and their bench and their interaction that they have compared to other teams.
Earl Woods used to tell Tiger.
Cheat. Oh.
Yep. When Tiger was on the range, and Tiger would be, you know, come in after the range, and he would get, you know, after he was warmed up, and he said, man, I had a bad day at the range, like, beforehand. And Earl was like, did you accomplish your goal? And he goes, did you warm up? Like, is your body warm? And he goes, yeah, then success. It doesn't, you know, if the Maverick, you know, obviously you want to sit out there and shoot some.
Yeah.
But if you're, the number one goal of pregame warmups is to get your body warm. Not necessarily to see the ball go in, although that's nice. It's to get your body ready to play. Because once, you'll see, David Wells talked about his perfect game. He goes, I had the worst bullpen of my life. Couldn't throw a strike. I go out there, I threw a perfect game. Like, it does, you know, and you can have guys who are out there, and Bassett will tell you this, you know, I didn't miss my spot once. Went on the mound, couldn't throw a strike. It's like, you know, your goal is to warm up. Get warm, that's your goal. And the Mavericks, you know, it seems like they don't take everything. They take it seriously, but they don't overdo it.
Yeah.
And that overdoing it will give you, you know, sometimes could, you know, it could work against you at times. Who knows?
So Nico's been in the headlines around here twice, really. One, when he got hired, and, you know, Nike executive, or the shoe relationships going to work, and Dame Lillard and others throughout the league, you know, loving the hire for the Mavericks. And the second time was the trade. And yesterday, KNC asked Nico, are you surprised with how Luka and Brunson and Dinwiddie have all played since you dealt Kristaps in exchange for Spencer and Bertans?
Yeah, and there's no way I could have imagined it. You know, one of the things Jason and I talk about all the time is we didn't know the players. You know, we knew them from a distance. We watched them play. We knew their strengths and weaknesses, but we didn't intimately know them. And it took a good 3-4 months for us to really understand who these guys are as individuals. So there's no way I could have predicted that.
And there's no way that anyone could have predicted the real hero of Game 7 was Spencer Dinwiddie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the maddening thing about picking sports. That's the great thing about sports. You never know. Here is really the whipping boy for the playoffs. Spencer Dinwiddie with games of 5 points, 9, 8, 4, 2 points.
That's brutal games.
Brutal. Shooting 37%, 31% from three, coming out and being unconscious and not even hitting the rim with what he did to the Phoenix Suns. He was the star. We're spoiled and used to Luka, but there's Dinwiddie with 30 points, 11 of 15 shooting with the half and the game of his life. And that's part of the unpredictability. You don't know what's going to happen. It seemed like Jason Kidd said, your only role is to go out here and play one-on-one. Like the Mavs are trying to pass the ball around and drive and kick and set other guys up. No, they told Dinwiddie, just go one-on-one every time. That's it. You're on the playground. You're hooping. And your job is to take your guy to the bucket or pull up and shoot. And Spencer Dinwiddie was out of his mind, triggering a bonus. And Dinwiddie commented on this. ESPN's money guy, I can't remember, it may have been Bobby Marks. To get to the conference finals, Spencer Dinwiddie gets $571,000. Games played, he hit that. $1.5 million bonus. Second round, already checked off, $100,000. And then conference finals, $500,000. Spencer responded with the ice cube. Today was a good day. He was the hero of Game 7, I thought.
That's why Game 7s are so tricky because, like, you know, all it takes is one guy to have a night.
Boston.
With Grant Williams.
Grant Williams.
My boy.
Tennessee Go Vols. Volunteer.
Go Vols, baby.
What was he like in college?
They were number one in the nation for like 6 weeks in a row when he was there.
But he was dominant?
He was fantastic.
Six power forward, looks undersized.
He's very undersized. Had no position. Had no position in the NBA.
18 3-point attempts.
Yep. He had two offers, Harvard and Tennessee. Like, that was it. Oh, and he is like, he's a smart kid, man. He is like, and he went off the other night. But that's Game 7.
It's Game 7, man.
That's why you don't mess around with Game 7. You finish it in six, but,
yep.
You know, this is what happens when you got a gutless point guard.
Final clip from, man, Jared Sandler's texting me about RJ's takes yesterday, and I side texted Jared. I said, I don't have the energy for this. We'll have a show tomorrow. I'm not going down this rabbit hole. We'll get into that in a second. We will go down the rabbit hole on the air. What about the coaching? Man, Jason Kidd, deservedly so, We're going to have to go back and look at all the J-Kidd headlines when he was hired and all the tweets, including some of the questioning from this show and this radio station based upon, I forgot even coached the Nets. I was just thinking about Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But you forget about what happened with Brooklyn, the chemistry of the coaching staff throughout the year from the Mavs GM.
Yeah, that's definitely grown. The culture that Jason has brought to the team is amazing. And if you look at the, I think it's the 2017 Brooklyn Nets team, three of those guys are on our team now, and they call them the bench mob, and they're bringing that to us. And our bench is amazing. The way they cheer, the way they call out defenses, the way they call out offenses, even the guys who want to play but aren't playing, they're selfless, and they legitimately cheer for the people who are out there on the floor.
So yesterday I text Troy. I said, hey, I know you pull a lot of audio. Sometimes it doesn't get played. Don't get mad if Kevin and RJ don't play the Jason Kidd sideline audio, because I just want to fall in love with that. Ended up getting played, but that went viral and went everywhere. That was an awesome clip of Jason Kidd. Their defensive, the three stars of game 7, Luka, Dinwiddie, and the Mavs defense. Like, yes, in order to score, 27 points and a half, you got to be off. But the Mavs defense was serious, man. It was legitimate. It's what Draymond Green keeps talking about with them. We saw that in the second half of the season. And the Laker fans yesterday were very, very bitter about Jay Kidd, saying, man, he really could have been head coach of the LA Lakers. It's like the Washington fans talking about Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan. Instead, they chose Jay Gruden. Lakers, look, you stick with your championship coach, okay, mm-hmm. that you ended up firing. But Jason Kidd was right there on that staff as an assistant, and Jay Kidd came up with a game plan, Choppy, of anyone but Booker. But Booker, brilliance, because he didn't think Chris Paul was capable anymore. Were they going to continue to dump it into Ayton? Ayton having some internal conflict with the Suns coaching staff, not even playing heavy minutes in that game. And Jason Kidd said, their best player, the only way we lose, or the major way we lose, is Devin Booker. And they decided to trap and run everything at him with their blitzing.
Yeah, let's give Sean RJ 15 seconds of gratification.
Now, come on. Channel 5, stay home, don't. Chop, baseline, chop.
That was awesome. I know other coaches definitely do that, but I have never heard a sideline clip.
I've never heard that either.
I've never heard a sideline clip of a coach doing that, and you figure they would have had that out there before, but you got to remember, too, Jason Kidd, man, he was a beast defensively, too.
Yeah, he was. He was so strong. His hands are strong. He was such a great off-the-ball defender, fantastic. That clip, though, is fantastic. It made me never want to play NBA basketball. I would have slapped him silly if I was playing. I was like, dude, shut up. I am trying to work here. Okay, pipe down. I need my mind clear. But he is a – stay away from him. The Lakers better stay away from him. Stay away.
Oh, you think they're going to go ahead and get him after 1 year? They're going to go get Doc.
I think they're going to call. I think they're going to try.
Sure.
Stay away.
With LeBron trying to recruit?
Yep. Stay away.
Watch LeBron. Because he's tight with Jason Kidd. He loves Jason Kidd. And LeBron was on Twitter yesterday kissing up to Luka with a ask me anything. Did you see that? Is LeBron trying to go ahead and start recruiting Luka Doncic? That's next with Sean and RJ as the Mavs celebration continues right here on The Fan. But we continue to talk about Maverick Windows. Have you gone to the website yet? MaverickWindows.com. We're back with the daily announcement. It is heating up again, man. Look, I love the Metroplex, but I hate walking out of the airport and getting smacked in the face by this heat. Sitting there making the sunburn even worse with the heat that's out there. Well, we can go ahead and fix it and lower your energy bill. You getting all these warnings? You seeing all these ERCOT notices? Put it on 78 degrees. At your house, otherwise we're all going to have another power outage. Well, with Maverick Windows, you can actually keep it higher than you usually do because of the quality of the windows. They're going to go ahead and make sure your home stays cool because you're not going to have leaks. You're not going to have those rickety windows that came originally with the house. And Maverick Windows is going to pay you if you refer someone to them to sign up for a free quote. Look at the quality, the design of the windows. Find out how it keeps the noise out, keeps the heat out, keeps the energy bill lower, keeps that money in your pocket, and you get $100 for playing middleman or middlewoman. And your referral gets $100 as well. No strings attached. So prepare for those 78-degree thermostats and those $700 AC bills by calling 214-302-8541. Say Sean from the Fan sent me to Maverick Windows or maverickwindows.com.
Taco Tuesday!
Not supposed to be playing that anymore. LeBron definitely cut that out.
Oh, why? Because he thought it was offensive or because he didn't get the trademark he filed for? Which one?
Taco Tuesday?
He tried to file a trademark for Taco Tuesday.
He did?
Oh, yeah, like back in 2018, 2019.
I think Roses has got the market corner on that one.
Yeah.
Sean and RJ, it's a Tolo Tuesday. See if that's trademarked or not. Tolo Tuesday here on DFW Sports Station 105.3. The Fan, thank y'all for turning it on, leaving it on. Good to be back with the fellas. LeBron yesterday apparently was bored, had some time to kill, and said, all right, let's do an Ask Me Anything. Go ahead. And someone asked LeBron, favorite player in the league under the age of 25, and he fires back, Luka, he is my favorite player.
Ooh.
So that had Mavs Twitter about 70% worried, 30% excited. Hey, we'll go ahead and draft your son, and let's get Bronny, LeBron, and Luka all together. The photoshopping took place right under it with Luka and LeBron in Mavs uniforms, but there was LeBron showing even more love to Luka like he does every single year during the All-Star voting.
Yeah, he does love Luka. There is no doubt about that one. You know, that's tampering somewhere. That's tampering. Has to be. I know players can't tamper with each other, but they got to do something about that because keep his name out of your mouth, as Will Smith would say.
Some Tolo sent me this, and I didn't retweet it after the Longhorn loser incident, where I can't wait for the Texas Longhorn football season to start. God, wait till you think I'm insufferable now. Wait until they have their first loss or two. But I didn't retweet. I was like, there's no way SportsCenter did this or ESPN. Have you all seen it? Did you talk about their playoff tweet with all the teams and players, the stars reaching for the trophy? Someone told me that the Mavericks and Luka got left out of that. There was Jason Tatum and Steph Curry and Joel Embiid and Chris Paul. And hell, even Paul George was in there. Jimmy Butler and Ja Morant and Durant. And I'm seeing, the Joker, Donovan Mitchell. And someone said Cat is in there from the Wolves. And someone said the Mavs were actually left out of this. It was from SportsCenter's account. And then the Mavs fans have gone ahead and fixed it with the championship trophy that they're all reaching for, having Luka right in the middle of it. And I was like, no way that SportsCenter did that, right? I'd have to see the verified SportsCenter tweet showing that they sent that out and didn't have Luka in that photo. That would be crazy.
That would be
crazy. There's no way.
No, I can't imagine. There's no way that they would have
done that. Siakam is in this thing. Are you kidding me?
Siakam?
Yeah.
Siakam.
Toronto was in the postseason.
Yeah, they were a month ago.
So if any Tolos can go ahead and find the original tweet that was verified that the Mavs were left out of it, now the Mavs fans are having some fun with it. But there's LeBron. And then Kyrie came out in an interview and said, we definitely would have won more championships if I was more mature. This is with I Am Athlete. If I was in the same maturity line and understanding of who I am now he's more mature. And I look back, we definitely would have won more rings. There would have been a better man-to-man understanding with LeBron about what I'm going through. I didn't know how to share my emotions. I didn't know how to do it. So instead of sharing, I isolated myself. When he asked for the trade, he said, we did not talk during that time. When I look back on what I was going through, I wish I did talk to LeBron because it would have been a good understanding of what the future would be for both of us and how much power we had. Me and him in the league together running Cleveland would have definitely been worth it. So that's Kyrie, a little reflective, a little regret. as Troy Hughes doesn't seem to have a very sympathetic face towards these comments.
No, I don't, because I'm going through LeBron's Q&A from yesterday that you brought up.
What else did he address?
This was, he's very likable. Let's see, who's your favorite non-basketball athlete of all time? Griffey Jr., for sure. What's your favorite ice cream flavor? Cookies and cream or just like you, cookie dough?
Cookies and cream.
Cookie dough is disgusting.
Yeah, cookie dough to me is...
You can't have too much of it.
You can't have too much of it, man. You got to be a certain age to have cookie dough. Like, my kids love cookie dough.
Yeah.
You get older, it's like, too much, man.
Let's see more from LeBron's Q&A yesterday. Top five hip-hop albums. He has The Chronic, Doggy Style, Black Album, Life After Death, and It Was Written. Okay, that's old school. Nothing new in there. By the way, have you seen the new Kendrick Lamar video that dropped?
It's Fort Worth, the Water Gardens.
He shot it at the Water Gardens. That was pretty cool. And finally on here, LeBron... What is your top five movies of all time?
Uh-oh.
Gladiator. The Godfather.
Yeah.
Coming to America. Friday. And Wedding Crashers?
You know.
Not bad. Not a bad list. RJ would disagree with Wedding Crashers.
No, I love Wedding Crashers. I think Wedding Crashers is fantastic. It's the perfect Will Ferrell. It's just enough. Okay, it's just enough. It's not this overdone Will Ferrell. It's the right amount.
Okay, so that's not bad. With the Ask Me Anything, someone said, I think, when's the last time you played Bronny? He goes, well, last time we played, I literally shattered the backboard on him. We couldn't finish the game. So there you go, with LeBron, Bronny, and Luka being photoshopped after he showed even more Luka love. Bring it on, baby. Bring it on over to the AAC. I know a lot of Mavs fans don't think we need him and wouldn't want him. Go ahead and bring it on. 877-881-1053, truckwreck.com. Text line to hit us up here on the show. Of course, LeBron is tight. The Banana Boat crew is LeBron and Melo and D-Wade and Chris Paul.
Man, a whole bunch of guys never won a title without LeBron. Well, never mind. Wade won one. Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Melo never won one.
I know. Never won one. Oh. Yeah. Wade didn't win one without Bennett Salvatore. So like that's like four guys there, and only one of them has a real championship. That's LeBron.
What's your final Chris Paul take? Is Jared Sandler, while getting ready for a Rangers play-by-play and the win over the Angels, is texting me, did you hear what RJ said about Chris Paul on the show? And I did not participate on the text, but I will now.
I'll give you my final take on Chris Paul right here. Okay.
Give me your lists. Give me your son's list before we move on to the Warriors. Rick Carlisle at 7:20 this morning. He was tremendous yesterday on G-Bag previewing Golden State.
The things I don't want to hear anymore? The things I don't want to hear anymore?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that Chris Paul is a Hall of Famer anymore.
Why would you say that?
Since 2006, teams that led 2-0 in the NBA playoffs are 132 and 11. That's 92%. Chris Paul is 5-5.
RJ?
Hang on. I am not a playoff guy.
That's what I
was saying. But in basketball, you have to be. Because it's a series, and the star is the only thing that matters. Football is a one-off. Baseball, Mike Trout is the best player I've seen in my lifetime, and he hasn't made the playoffs since 2012. You have no power. In basketball... If the LA Angels, who have two of the five best players in baseball, if that was on an NBA floor, they're the favorites to win the title every year. They're not even the favorites to make the playoffs where they are. So basketball is a little bit different. I don't want to hear his name anymore. He's a fraud. I will never watch another Chris Paul basketball game again. If the Mavericks play the Suns in the playoffs next year, I'm going to take the time off because I'm not watching. I'm not wasting my time on him. I don't want to hear about Devin Booker being a star. Stars don't go 0-4 from beyond the arc in game 6 and then 0-4 from beyond the arc in game 7. Miss me with Devin Booker as a great player. Also, Monty Williams. Good to see him on SportsCenter this morning. I'm glad that he's not starry-eyed anymore, but that fraud got put in a body bag by Jason Kidd. He never should have won Coach of the Year. He should have never been a beat-out kid or Taylor Jenkins or Nick Nurse. Give me another guy. I don't want to hear about the Suns being a great team. Great teams don't blow 2-0 leads. They do not blow 2-0 leads in back-to-back years.
Putting a lot of weight on the playoffs, breaking your rule.
No, in basketball, you have to. It's the only way to work in basketball. And I don't want to hear any more of the Mavs other than Luka are scrubs. When LeBron James left Cleveland, they won 12 games. When Luka left the Mavs for an injury, they were 2-1 against a playoff team. I don't want to hear their scrubs anymore. And I also don't want to hear this new Rick Carlisle slander that's out there.
Maybe we'll save that for 720.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any more about that. But Chris Paul, you know, this was basketball, you're going to make it. Okay, and you're going to make it in basketball, and I'd vote for you in basketball because there's no standard. If this was baseball's Hall of Fame or football's Hall of Fame, I wouldn't even consider him.
Woo!
Just a no. No, I'm sorry. Because the way basketball is, it is all about the playoffs, not about anything else. In football and baseball, it's a total basketball.
So, like, what about A-Rod or Bonds, like, in the playoffs?
Your opportunities are so small. You get 4 opportunities a game. To me, that's not enough.
If you were to have Chris Paul or Tony Parker on your team all time to draft one for their career.
Oh, Chris Paul.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris Paul.
You think Tony Parker's a Hall of Famer?
I mean, I wouldn't put him in a baseball Hall of Fame.
The RJ Choppy Basketball Hall of Fame.
Oh, no, I wouldn't put. I'm a small room guy. I wouldn't put him in.
And Ginobili, you have in?
Oh, that's a different one. I think Ginobili. There's a problem with Ginobili is that his international play was so amazing.
Just NBA career. NBA
yes,
Hall of Fame.
Yes, NBA career. He took.
So you think he was more important than Parker?
100%. Absolutely.
Off the bench.
Oh, dude, he was their most individual. Not
you
most
think
talented player,
you would but. Rather have Ginobili on your team than Chris Paul? You just said he's a Hall of Famer, and Chris Paul's not.
Yeah, but there's a talent level. I'm a talent guy. Chris Paul's talent outweighs his NBA career.
So, Ginobili on your team over Chris Paul?
Yeah, probably.
Ooh! Ooh!
Probably.
Woo! Ah! Tolo's dug up the Sports Center tweet. Thank you, TG. April 16th, Luka is in it. He looks really weird. They picked a horrible photo, but Luka is in it. And then Tolos are sending me like this apology. Well, I'll get to it in headlines. The Phoenix Suns with a eulogy that they just released on their own team and their organization. Are you kidding me? 877-881-1053 is the truckwreck.com text line. We're live on the fan cam and we are live on Twitch. Rangers got off to a nice start against the Angels in Arlington. We have the NHL playoffs continuing, of course, without the Stars, and the Eastern Conference Finals start tonight. Headlines to get you ready for a Tolo Tuesday next.
Let's get you over to Athletic Greens. Let's get healthy. Let's get healthier. Maybe you haven't been healthy. You're trying to get healthy. That's where Athletic Greens can come into play. AG1 from Athletic Greens with each delicious scoop. My body absorbs 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, prebiotics, adaptogens that help me get through my day. It's easy. It's simple. It's fantastic. It's the first thing you should do every single morning. It's the first thing I do when I wake up. I am feeling so much better. Coffee intake is way down. Energy level is way up. Drinking more water, eating better foods, because, you know, if you're going to take the time to do this, might as well do it right. And it tastes great. It's not a milkshake, but it tastes fantastic. It doesn't taste like those other green drinks. Those other green drinks have that grassy flavor. This doesn't have that. This actually tastes quite well. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/RJ. athleticgreens.com/RJ. Simple, easy. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with a daily scoop of AG1 from Athletic Greens. And to make it easy on you, they're going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/RJ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.